morning, everyone. Mike Seminary. I'm filling in for my dear friend Joel Heitkamp on News and Views. Abby, it's great to see you. How are you this morning?
It's so good to see you, and happy Friday. I'm doing well.
Happy Friday, and happy St. Patty's Day tomorrow. And my first guest, by the way, how appropriate that we have this fellow on. I got to tee it up this way. Great to be back, by the way. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. You're my pinch hitter today.
I love visiting with entrepreneurs. You know, entrepreneurs just make the world go round. And this one in particular, there's been so much chatter and talk about what's going to be opening up tomorrow at Brewhalla. But a little background, Mark Bjornstad is president and co-founder of, I believe, Drecker Brewing. I've never visited with him. I don't know him from Adam. A good friend, actually, Joe Burgum. Suggested that I get a hold of them, and they're opening up Brewhalla tomorrow. And I've traveled enough where I've been in places kind of like what I think this is going to be, and watching people connect and socialize, break bread, shop. It's really, really fun, really great gathering space, and I think that's exactly what this is going to be, and then some. Mark Bjornstad, Mike Seminary on News and Views. It's great to have you on this morning. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me on, Mike. We're doing great. This is the best week of our lives right now.
Oh, I bet. And how appropriate that the timing is with St. Patty's Day, because I suspect there'll be a beer or two available at Brewhalla tomorrow.
We'll have that covered for sure.
So, Mark, a little background for us. When did you get the idea, and when did you break ground? Is everything going according to Hoyle? And then fill us in a little bit with regards to what will be available tomorrow.
Sure. Well, you know, really the idea for what Brewhalla has become really started with what the idea for Drecker is. It's about bringing people together. It's about getting people around good drink, good food, sharing good times, and the magic there is that what happens when you do that, what conversations are catalyzed, what ideas comes up, what memories you share. That's what life is supposed to be about. And that's what we think we need more of in this place. So that's where Drecker comes from. That's where Brewhalla comes from. And we just kept, you know, sticking to that dream and that commitment. And eventually when we were building out the current brewery that we're in, we always wanted to incorporate a food concept and work with more community businesses and make it a community space. And honestly, for how big that building is, we ran out of space. So it's literally the day we got the brewery open, we started working on phase two and trying to dream that up. And it was years of planning, research, traveling and visiting other markets. We have an unbelievable team of dreamers and creative people here at Drecker. And great partners at MBA Development and Architecture that we were able to pull off really what we think is the perfect building to share with Fargo, for to celebrate local businesses, to get people together and start manufacturing good times.
Mm. How long did it take to start filling in some of the retail food space? For example, Cows and Creamery, but they're I think they're going to be called Duchess Gelato, right?
So they have kind of two arms there. Cows and Co. Creamery is the overall creamery that that they use on their dairy farm in Carrington. They process that into the cream and dairy products to make cheese and Gouda and all the stuff they do, and then Duchessa uses that Cows and Co. Creamery to make just world class gelato with it.
Yeah.
But, getting all the market vendors together was, that was one of the most fun parts. We visited markets around the country, other spaces like what we were trying to create, and it became pretty apparent to all of us on the team that there were some common denominators about, what customers wanted, what made a space really magnetic, what was a great balance between food and retail and all the different types. And once we figured out what those common denominators were, the top 10 things that we thought we needed to have in Brewhalla, we looked at that list and we thought, we know who this one is. We know who this one is. These are all of our best friends and partners and people we've collaborated with over the years. They're all great local businesses. And we knew who every one of them should be. And we went around and pitched the idea to them. And it was a resounding, heck yeah, we are in for this from all of them. And so that's what's really special about the market too, is that it's a community of businesses you know, Fargo makers and entrepreneurs that are doing stuff, and everyone's in for that same vision, that same dream, and to deliver an unbelievable experience for the community.
Do you think you're going to have enough parking tomorrow?
You know, we have over 300 parking spots over the whole complex. We added about 180 parking spots with the Brewhalla project. But we've seen the line of cars pulling in the parking lot for events go all the way down First Avenue before. So we're ready for people. We want them to show up. There's places to park. Come and enjoy it.
All right. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Just so you know, not just you, yeah. Mark and Abby, but everybody that's listening, the gelato and Gouda that Marcia and her company makes out of Carrington, absolutely killer. That sharp age Gouda, I don't know that I've ever found better. And the gelato is to die for. Absolutely to die for.
You can really taste the passion. You can taste the family history. Oh. This is completely farm, family, right to table.
Absolutely. An amazing, amazing story. What's your background? What's your background, Mark?
So I used to practice anesthesia. That's my background. I used to work in the healthcare field. And you know, all of my partners and the rest of the team, we all have kind of a diverse background, and we each fill a different seat at the table at Drecker, and that's what I think makes our team so creative and resilient and able to solve problems. We all come from different places with different experiences and are all able to contribute something different.
Mm. Before we go into a commercial break, is there going to be any green beer at your place tomorrow?
Well, we have a Shamrock Shake milkshake beer, and then we also are releasing today a Key Lime Sour Pie beer. So those are both pretty green, but not fake green. They're green for the right reasons with great ingredients.
So I got to think about that for a second. Key Lime Sour? Is that what you said?
It's like key lime pie in a glass.
Oh, what do you think of that, Abby?
I love key lime pie. I'm all about that.
And then, let's go to a commercial break. I got to ponder that one for a minute. We're going to come back and talk to Mark a little bit
Mark,
more right after
Mark, if you could
this.
Run a sample into us in the 3 minutes of commercials, that'd be great.
Get that right over.
Okay. Played it to my face. Every song.
Oh, man,
Mark, if only you could see Mike in here. To
great,
any song
great
I play.
Song free. Oh my gosh. Mark, I'm going to get back to you in just a second. So I'm looking at these texts or tweets or what emails, whatever they are. Megan's mom? Yeah. Sarah's my sister. In fact, I'm going to have her husband, Martin, on later this morning. Martin C. And Dan Jacobson, great to see you as well through this email. Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Derby Dan. So I've got a guy that used to knock people out for a living, and he's still knocking people out with great, great, great ideas. Mark Bjornstad from Drecker Brewing and Brewhalla, which opens up tomorrow, has been the talk of the town. Mark, a couple questions about and thanks for holding on over the commercial break, over what's available tomorrow. So Unglued, the plant supply, Red River Refillery, Living the Dream Pottery, Bark and Biscuits. I get most of those somewhat familiar. I'm not familiar with Red River Refillery. What is that?
It's a great concept. So Red River Refillery takes the idea of trying to reduce one-time use consumables, specifically plastic, trying to take care of our environment, and then using environmentally friendly bath and body and cleaning products. So customers can come there. They can purchase different cleaning products, shampoos, soaps for home, and they buy it out of bulk containers. They can bring their own refillable container. They can get one there, and then you can just keep coming back. You refill it. You only pay for what you need to refill, and it's such a great concept that it has an environmental mission, and then also just delivers a great experience on some wellness, taking care of yourself, and all those great. Those great bath and body things.
Wow, that is a brilliant idea. Oh my gosh. What time do the doors open tomorrow? What are you kind of hoping for with regards to tomorrow and the grand opening at Brewhalla?
So tomorrow is regular hours. It's the market opens at 10 a.m., closes at 8 p.m., but I should say that's not really the end of it. That's just when all of the regular businesses will always be open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thunder Coffee, you know, a great local coffee shop, great roastery and amazing people. They have a drive-through and a killer coffee shop in Brujala. They'll be open up at 7 a.m. every morning starting next week. And then Drecker and the restaurants like Blackbird Pizza, Mungata Wine and Raw Bar, and Unicorn Park will all probably stay open later, you know, probably till 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Drecker will be open till midnight on the weekends. So you can stay late, eat, drink, even after the shops close.
And the next phase with regards to the boutique hotel and the event space, is the event space available now? And then when will the boutique hotel be available?
Yep, the event space is ready now. That's all kind of integrated into the market. So we have two really large private event halls. Those are great for, you know, corporate events, speaker sessions, wedding ceremonies, receptions, all kinds of things. And we're taking bookings now. We've got our first wedding next weekend. We've got a beer festival the weekend after that. So the event center is ready to just start really throwing some cool parties. People can also book smaller events like private birthday parties, you know, company socials, retirement parties. We've got great spaces that put you out into the energy and the activity of the market, but give you your own space to throw that party. And we have a killer event team that is ready to help you dream up and throw whatever party you want. You can submit information requests on our website, which is brujala.co, or you can send us emails at events@dreckerbrewing.com. And we're more than happy to start reaching out and helping you plan that dream event.
And the address?
The address is 1702 First Avenue North, you know, just west of downtown, attached to Drecker Brewing. If you've ever been there, it's right all in the same complex.
Well, now you know how to get there. And here's what I'm going to say. You better get there early. I'm just saying this is going to be one of those destination locations that it will immediately catch on. They're going to keep coming back. I've been in similar spaces in Indianapolis, in Denver, Minneapolis. This one's uniquely different. It's much better. I can't wait. I can't wait, Mark, to go over there tomorrow. Do you have music tomorrow?
We'll have, you know, just fun music playing all day. It's just going to be a great space to hang out, enjoy, comfortable spot. You know, really, really just an awesome community hangout market.
So now, Abby, I think I have another place. If I pull my harmonicas out when I get over to Brujala, I might.
You could play, I'm sure.
I probably could.
You might be stuck like playing in the parking lot.
And then Mark will say, "Who is that old fart up there embarrassing us? We've got to get rid of him."
Right.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Congratulations. Your dream and vision is big. It's perfect for what's happening in the Fargo-Moorhead area. I think you're going to be just fabulously successful. And I think you just have dialed into the right stuff. You have great partners. And I'm excited for you and all of them. And I think people are just going to love it, Mark. What's the last thing you want to share with us?
No, I appreciate that, Mike. That's you know, love the well wishes, but I can't take even a small part of this credit. This takes a team. This takes a community. This took people at the city of Fargo to help us along the way and figure this out. And really, this is a space built by the community, dreamed up by the community, and we couldn't be happier to share this tomorrow with everyone in Fargo. So thank you so much for having me on, and we're just really so proud of our whole team and all of the businesses that are in here. It's just going to be such a great day.
Abby, those are the kind of entrepreneurs I love. They give the credit to everybody else. Mark, God bless you. It's going to be a wonderful day tomorrow at Brujala. Look for Mark. He's going to be there. I think I'll be there too with my wife and my harmonicas. What do you think, Abby?
You could go with your wife, yeah. Maybe leave the harmonica.
So then someone could say, well, that's the seminary I want to spend some time with, right?
Right,
there we go. Mark Bjørnstad from Brewhalla, as of tomorrow, and Drecker Brewing, if you want to get over there today and get ready for Brewhalla tomorrow.
Maybe camp out.
St. Patty's Day, they have two types of green beer. You're going to want to sample them.
Right.
Because when I promoted this, I said there's going to be beer discussion, and I used my Lancelot photo from Camelot from 1972, First Nighter, which is next week at Shanley, by the way, appropriately green. This is Mike Seminary on News and Views. Thank you so much.